This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bill Michaels is our good friend. You hear him all over the great state of Wisconsin. He's everywhere. You can follow him on Twitter as well at Bill_Michaels. He does a kick-ass radio show, and he's been on the show many times. I've been on his show many times. A great relationship. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, my Mr. Fantastic friend. How you been?
I'm fantastic, to be honest. That's a great way of looking at it. So let me ask you, when I heard last night that Yelich had broken his kneecap, I mean, I got to tell you, the first thing I thought was, they're finished. But meanwhile, like, they've won 8 of 10 or whatever. I don't even know if they won tonight. They had won 5 in a row, going after last night, and they're on fire. They were a game and a half out. And I think a lot of people are going to think, initially, the first reaction is the same as mine. They're finished. But the more I thought about it, we started talking about it on the show last night, that they still have other guys. Can they step up and get it done? Or do you believe, we got to ask you, are they finished? Or will they get it done and get into the playoffs without him?
Well, they won again tonight. They've got 6 in a row, and they've won 10 out of their last 13. They're a half game behind the Cubs, depending on what the Cubs do with the Padres tonight. The Cubs have been struggling, as we know. Can they do it? Can they get into the postseason? I think they can. They've got momentum. There's some galvanizing things. I don't know what goes on in a clubhouse when a guy of this magnitude goes down. I don't know what it does. It deflates your guys, and it can galvanize them. But I do know one thing, that they're getting contributions from everybody. It's not just Christian Yelich right now. And the young guys that they brought up, they've been contributing. Trent Grisham, Lorenzo Cain starting to hit the ball. Yasmani Grandal has been great behind the plate. Hal Moustakas comes back off the injured list and hits a home run tonight on his birthday. Ryan Braun's giving them good numbers. So you go through all of it, they're getting Keston Hiura back, that young rookie phenom that can hit the hell out of the baseball. So you put all those things together, yeah, they can win and they can catch the Cubs. I don't think they're going to win the division, but I certainly think they can catch the Cubs. Look, I said today that World Series aspirations, I think because of their pitching staff and the way it is, are probably out the window. But as a Brewers fan who loathes anything from Chicago, all you want to do is knock the Cubs out of the postseason, and you can consider this a relatively successful season. Because you think about it, they lost at the beginning of the season Corey Knebel, their closer, before the season even got underway.
Right.
And then the guy Bobby Wall they traded for from the Mets, he goes down with the ACL surgery. They've lost every starter this season at one point or another, and Yulish Chacin, the guy that was the rock last year, isn't even on the team anymore. Jesus Aguilar, their first baseman's gone. Travis Shaw's having a bad season. Lorenzo Cain had a down year. All of this, and now Christian Yelich, and they're still only a half game behind the Cubs in the wild card. I mean, to me, that's a hell of a season.
Well, I mean, the Cubs are all of a sudden melting. I mean, they're losing, and, they've dropped 6 of 10, and they are, frankly, looking a little feeble. I'm watching them play the Padres as we speak, and the game in San Diego or whatever, and if they blow that tonight, the Brewers will pass them, right, or tie them.
They'll tie them, yeah. They'll be tied for the second wild card. So, I mean, look, anything can happen. And don't forget, the Brewers only have 3 games left with the Cardinals. And after that, they've got the Pirates, the Rockies, the Padres. They've got the Reds. While the Cubs, they still have 7 games head-to-head with the Cardinals yet to go. I mean, the schedule's even in favor of the Brewers at this point.
They just hit a ball that was a home run, and the Padres caught it at the wall. The guy leaped over the wall to catch the home run and rob the Cubs of a lead out in San Diego. So it's still, I believe, scoreless in that game. But a nice play by the center fielder to rob a home run from the Cubs. They got nothing going for him. So when you heard or when you saw him break his kneecap last night, because I you won't even believe this, but I broke my kneecap. I was playing basketball one night, and some dude took out my legs, and I was going in for a bucket and a layup on a breakaway, and a guy ran like 100 miles an hour after me and like did one of these loser, like the guy that'll chase a guy down with a layup. He's not going to have it. He's not going to have someone have a layup on a breakaway. And he tackled me, and I broke my kneecap, and then they kicked this guy out of the league and out of the gym and everything for what he did. They had it all on film. And I know what it's like to break your kneecap. What did you think when you saw the guy break his kneecap, and what did you think?
First of all, I thought it's an extremely painful injury, as you know. That's the first thing. So to pull Christian Yelich out of a game, you knew he was in pain. And the second thought was, well, usually it's surgery, and usually it's about 6 months of rehab. Then we get word tonight, and it hasn't been confirmed by the team, but Jim Bowden of MLB Network said that it's going to be no surgery needed in 6 weeks. So that's the best possible. I mean, just think, if the Brewers should happen just by just luck's chance, get to a World Series, game one of the World Series would be 6 weeks, and that means Christian Yelich could possibly come back. How about that?
Oh, wow. So you're telling me, so because it depends on what kind of break you have of that the kneecap, and it's called the tibia plateau. Is that what he broke?
That's what he broke, yeah.
Okay, I broke the same thing. So mine was literally almost the same thing. It was like 8 weeks, and I was playing again, Mafia. If you remember, I just put a knee sleeve on, and a tight knee sleeve like that would control and heat my knee when I played. I played with it. I was back playing in 6 or 8 weeks. But when it happened, I thought my life was over because my knee, I couldn't do anything. I lost all, like, power in my knee. It felt like I had, you know, blown out my ACL or my MCL because I've, knock on wood, never done that. So I thought, like, I had done that, but it turned out I broke the tibia plateau. So they actually said tonight that he's got a shot, obviously, you just said that, to play in the playoffs if they make it.
If they make it, if they get deep into the postseason, maybe the last week of the playoffs or the first week of the World Series, Jim Bowden from the MLB Network is now saying that it's only going to be 6 weeks. So, yeah, he could possibly come back.
That is absolutely crazy. So that's just fantastic news for everyone in Wisconsin and certainly in Milwaukee, right? Are people freaking out, or do they even know that news yet?
The minute Jim Bowden tweeted it out, Twitter blew up here in this area. I mean, not only here in this area, just throughout Major League Baseball. Look, Christian Yelich, as we all know, him and Cody Bellinger, those are the two guys going for the MVP. And we all felt that Christian Yelich on a team that right now with a run differential that's sub 500 and a team that's just battling to get to the wild card, he probably won't win it, even though numerically he's been by far the better player all season. So it's probably between him and Bellinger, and most likely Bellinger wins it. But Twitter just blew up because they like this guy. He plays in a small market. He's very unassuming. He plays for a lesser contract. He's not trying to get and wiggle his way into bigger money right now. He's just been a great player. And let's face it, if he has another season like this, back to back to back, he will be better than Bryce Harper. He will be putting up better numbers than Mike Trout, and he will be the best player in Major League Baseball, hands down, by the end of next season.
Bill Michaels with us. Do you think that this is the best that you've seen the Brewers play this season, the way they're playing over the last, like, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, they're playing together. There's something that just all of a sudden clicked and people became believers. That look, all throughout last season, we never, as a Brewers fan or as a talk show host watching this team, you never felt they were out of a game, no matter what. This year, you knew after you got past 7 innings, it probably wasn't going to happen for this team because they didn't have their pitching. They didn't have the depth in the bullpen. They struggled to try to figure out what they were going to use Hader, whether it was 2 innings or 1 inning or as a closer. I mean, they just didn't have it going on. Now, all of a sudden, everything's falling into place with the expanded roster and the way they're getting outs. Now, when you get to the postseason, you go back to a smaller roster, so it'll be a little more difficult. But right now, just getting to cross the finish line, you're just trying to – it's no longer about sabermetrics or launch angles or all that crap. It's just about go out and get the damn win tonight, and that's it. And there's a lot of people believing in that right now.
So, Bill Michaels, you can hear him all throughout Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Show. So let me ask you about the Packers. Very impressive opening win at Soldier Field. And now it makes this game with the Vikings at Lambeau. And by the way, I was invited to that game by my friend.
Are you coming?
I can't make it this week, but I told him that.
Oh.
I told him that I thanked him up and down. I just think it would be so cool. And I said on the show last night, I don't know if you heard me, but I said that, you know, one of these days, I hope that my affiliate there and in Green Bay or whatever, and, you know, whatever, Milwaukee, if we could do a show there, like on a Friday somewhere at a bar, that would be cool. And then go to the game on Sunday. That would be something I'd be very interested in doing. I think that would be cool. And I wish I could go to that game. I'll be honest with you. I just can't do it this weekend. But I will say, I think that game is huge. I know it's only week two, but I think the winner of that game will take in my opinion, take a flyer as the best team so far early on in the first quarter of the season in the North. The winner of that game is going to, you know, get out in front, and they're going to be the team everyone's chasing.
Well, two things. First of all, my network is your network. So whenever you want to come on and you want to come and do your show, by all means, we'll hook you up. Okay, that's first and foremost. No problem there. We'll take care of you when you come to town. But look, this is a big game, and I agree with you for two reasons. One is the Vikings, they feel a little bit saucy after that win over the Falcons this past weekend, and right. They look really good in right. doing it. They only have to use Kirk Cousins 10 times in the passing game. Dalvin Cook did most of the other damage. And I think the Packers defensively are better up front. I think the Packers defensively are just better in general. They got a better secondary, and a lot of this youth, if it comes of age really quick, I think they're going to be one of the best secondaries in football by the time it's said and done. What this game hinges on is getting that putrid-looking offense that they displayed on Thursday night against the Bears a lot better. They got to run the ball a little bit better. Aaron Rodgers has to get rid of the football a lot quicker, and they got to manufacture some different yards in a different way. They looked discombobulated. They ran the clock down too many times. They took delay of game penalties because they didn't know where they were going. The offense just looked bad. It's got to look 1,000 times better if you're going to beat this defense in Minnesota. I was kind of fooled. I thought the Bears were going to be the better team, and I bought into it. And after watching both teams come out of the chute between Minnesota and Chicago, I was wrong. I think the Vikings by far are a better team.
Me too. And I thought Chicago would beat Green Bay at Soldier Field with that, you know, defense and that 12-win team. And I thought that they were mature and that they had, you know, kind of become the team for now in that division that stood out. And now I think anything but. I thought Pettine's defense was unbelievable. Like, I saw Devontae Adams said, we can only go up from here. I would agree with that. I mean, there's a lot of people that say, you know, they didn't play in the preseason, none of these star players like Rodgers. So are you buying that they will find their niche offensively here in the coming weeks and that it'll all work itself out? Because you got a quarterback that great, it's bound to happen.
They have to. I mean, if they don't get this thing going in the next 3-4 weeks, you take a couple of losses specifically inside the division, it just doesn't bode well. So
right.
They have to. I mean, I know their general manager said, hey, you got to give it 6 games. I told him, I said, hey, you don't have 6 games. You blow 4 of those 6 games because you can't get your offense going, and you're on the outside looking in. You're not going to even make a postseason. And come December, it's going to be a lot colder. So they got to get it going right now. Hey, let me say this. I'm going to go back to that Chicago game, and I'm driving back from Chicago that night, and I'm listening to Chicago radio, and they're melting down. I mean, the Bears fans they're jumping off the damn bridge, and
right.
I'm loving every minute of it.
Right.
But one of the things that I noticed, and you tell me if this is true, because they traded up to get Mitch Trubisky, and they passed up Patrick Mahomes, man, okay? So they're kicking themselves. But I'm listening to Trubisky do a post-game press conference. Doesn't it sound like he's about ready to pick a hat off a table at a high school to say which college he's going to go to? When you trade up to get a guy that high, don't you think that you're going to have an intelligent guy like a Brady or a Breeze or even a Patrick Mahomes or an Aaron Rodgers? You got a kid that can't hardly talk. 90% of playing quarterback is the mental aspect of the quarterback being able to read defenses and know what's going on. They made a huge mistake in Chicago. They're going to pay for that for years to come. In the meantime, you've got a team in Minnesota that the pressure's on Zimmer to get this thing done and get it done with his quarterback. So I fear the Vikings a lot more, and this game's going to be really interesting come Sunday at Lambeau.
So let me ask Carver High. So if you went up to Lambeau Field, Carver High, with me, and we did a show,
yes.
Or Mafia, either or. Mafia's very busy. He's getting married. So, you know, and by the way, Mafia, can you just really quickly answer one question? You know, we were talking about tibia plateaus and breaking kneecaps. You've got a great experience in breaking kneecaps, you know, mostly in Queens and near the airport late at night with baseball bats. How is the breaking of the tibia plateau an easy thing with a baseball bat on their kneecaps?
It's much easier with the metal than the wood, but when I do it, they're not coming back in 6 weeks.
Okay. And Carver High, if you were to go to Lambeau Field with me to do a show, like on a Friday, and the game would be on a Sunday, we'd go for the Friday show live remote or something, or even a special Saturday show or something like that, how far would you be willing to go into the calendar where the weather turns in Lambeau? So any weather at all.
Care. That's not – that's
weather
not,
is not
– the last question I would be asking is about the weather.
So the weather,
care.
Like you go
there
in the snow.
December. I don't care.
December snow,
I've been to
freezing.
Buffalo. I've gone to Buffalo games in November and December. I'm not worried about going to Green Bay. And
so, no, the weather is of no concern to you.
My concern would be how much security am I bringing with me.
Michaels, let me – you need security.
I need security in the state of Wisconsin.
It's
so
true.
If I go to up there, I'm going to need security.
They hate Carver High in Milwaukee. Let me ask you, Bill, do you think that it's better to go in, like, October, or is it better to go in November? Because don't even tell me December's better because you freeze your ass off there. And, like, I'm not interested in any of that. But, like, I could see, you know, the fall foliage, the leaves are falling. It's crisp outside. It's a little Nipsey Russell. I could handle that, like, Halloween or maybe, you know, how about that Panthers game, 11-10, maybe? You see a little Cam Newton. I could, because you got a lot. After that, it's Redskins on 12-8. You're starting to talk about frostbite around 12-8.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I'm talking end of October, beginning of November. And what we would do, we got a couple of places we could put you out. There's a matter of fact, there's a cigar bar that we go to. And we could even do one from there if we are interested in that. We could do that. And then, in addition to that, there's a friend of mine that works at Harley-Davidson. Harley-Davidson here, obviously the king of motorcycles coming out of Milwaukee, but they have a huge tailgate. An authentic, old-fashioned, beater old crap van with old underwear in the back of it and everything, making brats and cheese and burgers and shish kebabs. We'll hook you up with those guys. They'd be happy to host you, put you inside Lambeau Field, and then afterwards, you come over completely gassed and do the post-game show, a hit on the post-game show with us right across the street at a bar called Hinterland, which is huge in the Titletown District. Give us your take of Lambeau Field and your experience.
I mean, that sounds religious. I say we make it happen. What's the problem?
I want to do I want to either do that or I want to go next September for Notre Dame, Wisconsin.
Oh, Jesus. How about we do that first? We go to the game this year first and then go back for Rendezvous 2020. Rendezvous.
That'd be great.
Hey, listen, make it happen, Bill Michaels. Let's start making this happen. Even that one. How about the Raider game, 10-20? Are we doing anything?
That'd be good, too.
Oh, my God. That'd be good because I hate them dead. I could go there just and I'll moon them. How about I moon the Raiders?
Oh, that'd be perfect.
I would do it. I could spray paint my butt cheeks. Right on. I'd spray paint them green and yellow.
As long as I get to see the kneecap incision, we're good to go.
My man. All right, Bill Michaels, great stuff. Start working on the, looks like either Lions or Raiders, the 14th or 20th of October. Are we doing anything then? Am I doing anything then? I don't know the schedule. We're going to L.A. for the Porter-Spence fight. That's this month.
Yes.
Next month, we're good. All right, Bill Michaels is going to set it up. It's all happening. It's all getting very exciting around here. Bill, thanks for coming on the bench.
You the man as always.
I love you. Bill Michaels in Wisconsin talking to us from the Bill Michaels Show about the everything. Yelich and the Packers. Big game against the Vikings on Sunday at Lambeau.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.